Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, She Loves Deeply and Thinks Too Much, by Rachel J. Robinson is a relationship and self-help workbook aimed at sensitive women who experience anxiety and overthinking in love. Framed as a practical companion, rather than a purely informational read, it focuses on what happens in everyday moments that commonly trigger spirals. Such as silence after texting, delayed replies, emotional distance, or small changes in tone and routine. The book's purpose is to help readers remain emotionally deep and caring while also feeling stable, grounded, and present in their relationships. Instead of pushing readers to harden themselves or shut down their feelings, it emphasizes that sensitivity is not the same as being broken or fragile. The guidance is positioned as usable in the moment, offering concrete techniques to interrupt rumination before it escalates and to reduce controlling behaviors that come from fear. It also connects these patterns to relationship anxiety and attachment-related insecurity, helping readers build a steadier sense of safety and love. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, sensitivity is strength, not a flaw to fix. A central message of the book is that loving deeply and feeling intensely does not mean something is wrong with you. The work distinguishes sensitivity from fragility, encouraging readers to stop treating their emotional depth as a problem that must be minimized for a relationship to work. This matters because many overthinking patterns are fueled by self-judgment, the belief that being too much will drive a partner away, or the assumption that anxiety proves a relationship is unsafe. By reframing sensitivity as a normal trait, the book creates a more compassionate starting point for change. From that foundation, the goal becomes learning how to stay open-hearted without living in constant alert. Rather than telling readers to stop caring, it focuses on building internal steadiness so emotions can be felt without being hijacked by fear. This approach supports a more secure way of relating, where reassurance is not constantly demanded, and where inner stability reduces the urge to monitor, interpret, or control a partner's behavior. The emphasis is validation paired with practice, so readers can keep their depth while reducing distress. Secondly, interrupting the overthinking spiral in real time. The book positions itself as a tool for the exact moments when relationship anxiety spikes, not only as reflection after the fact. It speaks to familiar triggers like a silent phone, a late message, or perceived distance, moments when the mind may start rereading texts, replaying conversations, and scanning for signs of rejection. The focus is on stopping the spiral before it becomes a full cascade of assumptions and self-protective reactions. Rather than relying on abstract advice, the workbook framing suggests readers will be guided through practical steps they can actually use when their nervous system is activated. This real-time orientation is important because spirals often feel urgent, and insight alone may not be enough to change the pattern. By working with the moment-to-moment experience of anxiety, readers can learn to create a pause between a trigger and a response. That pause can reduce impulsive messaging, emotional confrontations, or withdrawal. The intended outcome is not perfect calm, but greater capacity to stay present and respond from groundedness instead of from panic-driven interpretation. Thirdly, staying grounded and present when uncertainty appears. Relationship anxiety often intensifies around uncertainty. When there is not enough information to feel sure about a partner's feelings or availability, the book emphasizes the possibility of being sensitive and intense while still feeling stable, grounded, and present. In practice, this means learning how to come back to what is happening now, rather than living inside predictions of what silence might mean or what a change in tone might signal. Grounding is not presented as emotional suppression. It is a way to hold emotions without letting them dictate reality. For sensitive readers, this can be especially valuable because strong empathy and strong imagination can combine into convincing narratives that are not necessarily true. By returning attention to the present, readers can separate facts from fears and reduce the sense that every gap in contact is a threat. This steadiness supports healthier communication because requests for reassurance become clearer and less reactive. It also supports self-trust, since the reader practices calming the internal alarm without waiting for external proof that everything is fine. Fourthly, understanding anxiety in relationships through attachment patterns. The book's subtitle signals a focus on anxiety in relationships and attachment styles, linking overthinking to deeper insecurity about closeness, abandonment, and emotional safety. Within that lens, behaviors like analyzing timing, tone, and what was not said can be understood as strategies to prevent loss or disconnection. This framing helps readers reduce shame and see that the urge to check, interpret, or seek constant reassurance often has a protective intention, even when it creates more distress. By connecting day-to-day triggers to attachment-related patterns, the reader can begin to recognize recurring loops, such as needing certainty to feel safe, confusing anxiety with intuition, or interpreting distance as rejection. The value of this perspective is that it shifts the goal from controlling external outcomes to building internal security. Instead of chasing proof in a partner's behavior, the reader learns to work with their own response to perceived threats. That can lead to more secure relating over time, where closeness does not require hypervigilance and where love can be experienced with more ease. Last, a companion workbook approach for active change. The book describes itself as a companion workbook and emphasizes that it is meant to be used, not merely read or listen to. This matters because relationship anxiety is often repetitive and state-dependent, meaning it returns in waves and can override good intentions. A workbook orientation supports repetition, practice, and self-reflection in a structured way. It also aligns with the book's promise of living practices designed for real moments, rather than distant theory. For readers who tend to intellectualize, a guided format can help translate insight into behavior, especially during emotionally charged situations. Using the material actively can also help readers notice patterns across time, such as the situations that most reliably trigger spirals, the stories the mind returns to, and the coping behaviors that provide short-term relief but long-term instability. By treating the book as a companion, readers can build a personal toolkit that grows with use. The intended result is practical capability being able to meet anxiety with specific actions that restore steadiness, reduce rumination, and support more secure connection. In conclusion, this book is best suited for sensitive women who find that love quickly activates overanalysis, emotional hypervigilance, or a cycle of seeking reassurance. If you recognize patterns like rereading messages, replaying conversations, or interpreting silence as a sign of rejection, the book's focus on real-time situations will likely feel directly relevant. Its practical value lies in offering usable techniques for interrupting spirals, returning to the present, and staying emotionally open without slipping into controlling behavior. The workbook positioning also makes it a good fit for readers who want to do something, not only understand why they feel the way they do. Intellectually, it supports a reframing of sensitivity as depth rather than dysfunction, which can reduce shame and create space for healthier choices. Compared with many relationship titles that lean heavily on theory or general communication tips, this book stands out for its moment-specific orientation and its promise of living practices tailored to relationship anxiety. It also clearly centers the experience of the sensitive, intense lover and aims to help her build steadiness without becoming emotionally hardened. Readers looking for a narrative-driven relationship book may prefer other styles, but those wanting a hands-on companion for anxious moments will find its positioning distinctive. If you would like to support Rachel J. Robinson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.